Dead in Hip Hop, another album review. Freddie Gibbs, Shadow of a Doubt. It's a one-on-one review with the first time me and BZ the 430, man. Make sure you say the 430. But before we get into the review, make sure you go to patreon.com. And I'm not gonna say / Dead in Hip Hop because we are on the front page, motherfucker. Because we made that shit. So, but definitely go check out our Patreon page because it's dope, man. You're gonna get a lot of exclusive content, early reviews like the Kanye that everybody wants. You're gonna get that shit early. You're gonna get everything early. You're gonna get exclusive content behind the scenes. And just go check it out, man. Patreon.com/ Dead in Hip Hop, and we on the front page. Talking about Dead in Hip Hop, go to deadinhiphop.com. Check out everything that we're doing. Big shout out to Big Stowe. And while you're there, make sure you go hit that merch page, man, because our online shop is popping. Rod got brand new designs. We got the 5-year anniversary t-shirt. We got the original t-shirt. We're going to have Ken's mug on there, literally and figuratively. We're going to have the sizzle sandals. hey, we might have a bump in the whip thong. Hey. Hey, we won't get that 10% the mic if it happens. Back to the review. Everybody been waiting, asking. We thought we was gonna skip it, but we were like, nope, we gonna surprise y'all motherfuckers. We can't get the whole crew, but we got the one-on-one with the BZ 430. B, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I never done these with you before, so I think we both did it with both of the crews, and mm-hmm. That is our first time doing one together. So
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Freddie Gibbs.
Yes, man. Shadow of a Doubt, bruh. B, I'm gonna blame you for this right here.
Blame me?
I'm gonna blame you, bruh.
Is it a good blame, though? A good way blame?
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
We just gonna ride it out.
All right.
You set my expectation level for this album dumb high.
I did.
Dumb high when you played me that fucking EP, dog. When you played me, what was the name of that shit?
Pronto.
Yeah. When you played me Pronto, and I was in the car. Backstory, y'all. Me and B, we was doing something.
I think it was on our way to go hoop. I think we was riding and about to go hoop somewhere.
Something like that. I just know I was in the car. We was going somewhere. And B had the music low. But I could hear him. What the fuck is this shit? Nigga, turn that shit up. He turned it up. And it was the Freddie Gibbs EP Pronto. And I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And if you go back last year, I put that in my
mid-year.
I put that on my top five, and we broke like an internal Dead in Hip Hop rule of EPs. So going into this project, I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna be his best project. I'm gonna love it. And when I listen to it, I'm like, what the fuck? I was so pissed off when I heard the album the first time, or the first couple of times. Mm-hmm. Like, this album had to grow.
It didn't do nothing like the EP did for you.
No, not at all. And when I first listened to the album, the only tracks that I was fucking up with... the only tracks I was fucking with was Fucking Up the Count, Extradite, McDuck, Mexico, and Packages. Pretty much that middle portion of the album with all of the features.
Like Rear View?
Hold on.
At first,
like, you know, I was listening to them, like, okay, whatever. Then those songs hit me and I stayed there. And whenever I ventured out of those songs, mm-hmm. I was just disappointed. Then I started playing it in the car. And oh shit. Man, yo, real talk. When I say bump in the whip, I have to bump it in. It definitely changes how I hear music. You know what I'm saying? Some albums, it's kind of like, yeah, I should have just stayed on the headphones. Some albums, I'm like, I'm only in the car. Mm-hmm. Shadow of a Doubt is a definitely bump in the whip, certified, approved, whatever synonym you want to use. This motherfucker is a hard ass album. Rear View is dope as fuck.
Man.
Dope as fuck. Narcos,
yeah.
Careless, da da da. Da, da, da.
Man, like
fucking up the count.
What?
Bruh. So how you feel about Black Thought? Because when I saw that, I was like, okay, I know B's gonna love the album just because of Black Thought.
I think I tweeted this a few times. Like, when I first listened to this album, like, I listened to the first track, you know, Rear Review, Narcos, Careless, you know, Fucking Up the Count. And I got the Extradite, and I could not get past, I swear to God, like about 2 weeks almost, I could not get past Extradite, cause man, Black Thought, oh my God, we cheat death with each breath. The only guy to make it last forever is Keith Sweat. I'm like, oh God, Black Thought, you was fucking nasty, man. But yeah, I love that track, man. Extradite was like, oh, when I saw the collaboration, I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. Let me hear how this is gonna sound. And then when I heard that Bob James sample, I was like, oh, and you know, Gibbs. I mean, not taking nothing away from Gibbs.
He held his own.
He held his own against the legendary Black Thought. Right. He held his own. So shout out to Gibbs for holding his own against one of my favorite greatest MCs of all time, and Black Thought. He held his own. But Black Thought, man, Jesus, like, he had me taking off my headphones, like, you motherfucker, like that dude. But yeah, I want to touch a rear view, because I'm surprised you did not, like, I mean, I'm not in that life. Y'all know I'm not in that street life. I just know some people. That rear view shit, man, that is like some of the most realest shit that I've heard, you know, besides Beanie Siegel speaking about being in prison off the truth. Like, rear view was very vivid. Like, I think the first line, and I'm really not good with, if I start hearing it, I rap it. Yep, I just can't rap it right now, but he was saying something about him having a price on his head. Oh God, I should have just put that lyric up, but that shit was so fucking real. Like, I'm picturing dudes who I knew. I'm like, oh my God, like, this is on this, you know, Puritan Avenue. Like, oh my God, like, I'm picturing stuff. So it's like, hearing rear view, if you're in that life, I'm pretty sure someone hear that and be like, oh my God, like, dog, this is. I love
you know what other track made me feel like that too? Mm-hmm. Forever in a Day. And that's honestly, that's my favorite track. And it was not my favorite track at first.
I don't think you named that one.
I did. Yeah. No, because again, I couldn't get past that middle part. At first, my favorite track was Fucking Up the Count and McDuck. Mm-hmm. But once I finally got out of that middle portion and I got a little bit Forever in a Day, that's also a very vivid story about that lifestyle. Because he has a line on there when he was talking about everybody around me is folks. Like, that's a gang term in Chicago. I can't remember. I was not in that life either, B. Yeah, yeah. Like, Hoopin' saved my life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't do that, bro.
You was around it, you know.
But I was around it, and I was, you know what I'm saying? So, like, knowing that gang life, especially in Chicago, because he's, like, Gary, Indiana is, like, a suburb of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So everything that happens there affects Gary. So hearing him saying, like, you know, it's always gang handshakes and gang signs whenever we meet up, like, me and my mm-hmm. homie. That's how it is out there, bro. And Forever in a Day, like, that beat. Like, this is the thing I love about Freddie Gibbs, and I think that on this project and also that Pronto EP, he was able to figure out. At least, definitely coming from that project with Madlib, because that was definitely different, right?
Yeah.
With this, I feel like when I love Freddie the most is when he has, like, a beat like a McDuck, something that's, like, airy, a little bit spacey, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because when he comes in hard.
McDuck, that shit, didn't it remind you of, what's that shit, White Rain?
Yes!
It reminded me of that shit. I was like, ooh!
Yes!
Yes. She was so tight, dude.
Bruh.
She was so tight.
Because Dana Williams, I think they should make an EP together. Because anytime they work together, bruh, it's beautiful. Because you have this spacey type beat, you have her just adding a little flair to it.
And not too much.
Not too much. It's never too much.
It's always enough.
It's always enough. And then you have his scruffy voice that's hard. And his content isn't always hard, because on McDuck it isn't hard, but his voice is. But then you have songs like Forever in a Day, Rearview, Narcos, Careless, where he's hard as fuck, content, voice, everything. Freddie Gibbs, honestly, is one of my favorite rappers out right now, hands down. Mm-hmm. Hands down. I'm putting him up there with my Logic and with my Big Crit. Freddie Gibbs is up there for me. And another dope track, Freddie Gordy.
And I'm going to touch on that for a second, too. That actually ended up becoming one of my favorite tracks, too. Because, like I said, for a minute, Extradite was, like, my favorite. But, you know, once I started listening to the rest of the album, I was like, man, this Freddie Gordy shit is like... Because, you know what, and about this album, the thing I like about this album is, like, you can tell he's really making that transition from the street life to the rap game. Because, you know, he had a lot of references like, yeah, you know, street game, you know, whatever, but the rap, you know, the rap game, easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. And songs like Insecurity, you know, shout out to K Tranada too. He produced that track, a dope producer from Canada. You can see the maturity starting with Freddie Gibbs. Him on the phone, leaving this boy a message like, yo, I'm gonna be the best man. I think I'm getting this ring for Erica. And talking about Insecurity is how, like, all of my daughter, only thing my daughter wants my attention and stuff, like how he kind of changed it because he has a daughter now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So,
and how when he was younger, how he felt like he needed to buy diamonds and all of this stuff to attract that, but now it's kind of like,
he got the right woman.
Exactly.
And he got his daughter now, so it's like my insecurities is just, like, he going over this path, but I don't got the insecurities no more. So I thought that was dope. Same way I said about Rock Marciano, I think Freddie Gibbs, we need rappers like him in the mainstream. Like, we need that, those street hardcore dudes that's like, them dudes that you know that's not studio gangsters, I guess, if you want to say. Like, we had a Beanie Siegel in the late 90s or 2000s. I think someone like Freddie Gibbs, we need guys like him in the industry, man. We need those guys that you can, you know, be scared of or you respect when you hear them rap. You're like, yo.
But talk about basketball-wise, because I don't like the track. But I feel conflicted because I like the content. Because once you get past the whatever he's trying to do with his new way...
He's done that before. I mean, you know, he has Cold Day in Hell or whatever. He's done that before.
Baby, he has,
baby, Face Killer.
But it, I just felt like on this project, it sounded out of place. Like, it stuck out like a sore thumb, and I didn't like. I couldn't get with that. Again, I like the content, but how he sounded sonically, I just wasn't fucking with it. So that's the one I would take off. That's the only one though.
Okay.
But the rest of this shit hard. Like, you said Cold Day in Hell. That made me want to say that. But Cold Ass Nigga.
Yep.
And then the two bonus tracks.
That was different right there.
It was different.
I would have never expected Freddie Gibbs to make a track like that. You know, so dark and menacing. And I was like, and his vocals, I'm like, damn. I like, it's kind of weird, but I kind of like it. Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It had a grow on me.
I like it.
You liked it, like, when you first listened to it?
Yeah.
See, I didn't.
Like I said, basketball-wise, the one that grew on me. Because, like I said, I hated it when I first heard it. I was like, that in Mexico. I don't hate Mexico, but I just don't really mess with Mexico. But basketball-wise, I was like, man, I was skipping that. But when I listened to it, I was like, okay, I fuck with the basketball-wise. Yeah. I didn't even peep the bonus tracks, though. I saw it, but I think the one I got was just a standard.
Okay, those are dope. So, since you didn't listen to it, let's not talk about it. But one more track I want to talk about. 10 times with Gucci Mane and E-40. That's a hard. And you know what? Look, man.
But you don't like E-40 like.
And I don't. I respect E-40. I don't fuck with him like that. But here's the thing.
I can
eat it. E-40 have a couple verses here and there that's like, on this, he killed it. And Gucci killed it. All three of them killed it. Freddie Gibbs. Yo, hey, look, man. You watching. You are one of my favorite rappers out right now. Like, hands down. One of the things I like about you is your authenticity. And because we both come from similar parts, it's so vivid to me. It really takes me back. It really, really, really takes me back. And there's not a lot of rappers like you that know how to write a beat and could just rap just for the sake of rapping or tell a story. Your beat selections are dope as fuck, like almost every time. Pronto, Cold Day in Hell, this one, obviously the joint with Madlib. I enjoy your music. You definitely have a fan in me. I support, I buy. Thank you, Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs, thank you for putting together another project. I'm glad you kind of took a very, very serious, because, you know, Pinata, you can tell you was having fun. You and Madlib was, and I still love that project to this day. Still, my replay value on that is super high. But with this one, I'm so glad you took a really, really serious approach, not just with the music-wise, but just, you know, kind of opening up a little bit. You know, sometimes I know we always talk about artists, you know, you got to, like, I want to know what the real artist is or whatever, but I think you really showed that with this project, as well as showing that, look, I'm still good on this mic. Y'all can't touch me on this mic. And you holding your own with Black Thought, you amazed me with that one. That's why I'm like, okay, yeah, Freddie Gibbs is here to stay. And like I said before, I would sound like a broken record. We need artists like that, more like you, you know, Rock Marciano, J-Rock, just those in that mainstream. We need those hardcore, you know, authenticity kind of guys, man, out there that's just telling them real rap, man, real street rap, real life rap, you know, studio gangster type shit. So hey, keep it up, man. You know, been a fan since Cold Day in Hell, so love what you're doing, man. Keep it up.